others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
After Jesus had been crucified, he resurrected, walked around with his disciples, sat down and ate fish with them. In fact, he was the chef. The Bible tells us that he was the one that fried the fish. Amen. And then we find nestled away in this short pericope, verses 15 through verse 17, you'll find these words. I'm going to be reading the New Living Translation. I'll read from the screen. That's King James. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, this is John speaking back, Peter speaking back. Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lamb. He said to him again, second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. Now, if you read the New Living, the New King James, or the Living Translation, it says, tend to my sheep. King James just said, feed my sheep. If you tend to them, you're feeding them anyway. Then saith he unto him a third time, and now by now, Jesus getting on Peter's nerve. Lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, you mean to tell me you're going to ask me, do I love you another time? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou know that I love you. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Y'all may be seated. That lesson, that passage, should ask the question, do you love him? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I want you to ask your neighbor that age-old question. Oh, neighbor, they may not be that old. Oh, neighbor, do you love Jesus? Now, you can answer them back if you want to. But that's a question of the hour. Do you love me? Jesus is asking Peter, Peter, do you love me? I'm asking you today, Second Union visitors, do you love Jesus? I'm trying to look around. I don't try to put my reading glasses on when I'm preaching, because when I have my reading glasses on, I can't see your expressions. But with these glasses, I can see your expressions on your face. Let me ask a question. How many people do you know who have convinced you that they have a deep love for Jesus Christ? I mean, they have convinced you that they love Jesus. They have convinced you. And whatever the answer might be, I guarantee you the number is nothing close to those who say that they love Jesus. Now, you got to remember the first question. I said those who convince you that they love Jesus. And those who say that they love Jesus. Because if you truly love Jesus, see, the love of Jesus cannot be hidden. Neither can it be counterfeited at no time. Because there's a lot of people that will say some things, but they'll never convince you that they truly love Jesus. Because if you look at our lives, and if we truly love him, there are going to be some things that's going to be reflective in our lives. Oh, I'm going to preach today. This is a personal question. Some theologians say that this is life's greatest question. Do you love him? I can't answer that for you. You can't answer that for me. Do you love Jesus? Because if you love him, going to be some things. Like I said, there's at least, when I look at this text and we ponder this question that Jesus asked Peter, praise God, hallelujah, a question that is just as germane today to you and I as it was when Peter asked the question, when Jesus asked the question to Peter, do you love me? I know there's some people that's writing. I want you to write this down. You see, if you really love Jesus, there's going to be three things that's going to be reflective in your life. If you love him, your life, right down there, your life, did I give you number one? If you love him, there it is. Your life will reveal the fact that you love Jesus. Your life is going to reveal that. Not nothing that you say. I don't care how you try to buy something or sell something. Your life is going to reflect, are going to reveal whether or not you love Jesus. See, when Jesus questioned Peter, he knew that if Peter did love him, it would be revealed through Peter's life. Amen. One does not have to guess, praise God, whether or not you love Jesus. It's going to be revealed. Two ways. Somebody going to be able to see it. First of all, if you say you love him, it's going to be revealed in the quality of your love. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, that's going to be a quality of love in your life. Amen. What do I mean by quality? In other words, there's going to be some genuineness. There's going to be some purity. Your love, your life is going to reveal the quality of the love that you have for him. Amen. And if your life reveals the quality of that love, then the whole world is going to know that you love Jesus. Can I ask a question to all of the men in here today? All of the men in here today, praise God, before you married your wife, how many of y'all were engaged to her? Son, you raise your hand, you've been engaged? Let me see the hands of all of those who were engaged. They were engaged to their wife. And guess what? Those who were engaged to their wives, man, they felt good. I see you raise your hand. Man, when you were engaged to your wife, man, you... Brother, you were just like a hog and slop, wasn't you? You know why? Because he knew that the woman that he was getting ready to marry truly loved him. Now, if she didn't, she did a good job of faking. Because look, man, when you're engaged, man, the women know how to put it on. See, they're trying to reveal that love that they have for you. You sitting down, and they tell you, honey, you're getting ready to eat something. They say, oh, you don't have to do that. Let me feed you. Oh, I know I'm stepping on some toes in here. Look, you be sitting down there, you getting ready to get something out of the hors d'oeuvre thing. Oh, no, honey, you don't have to do that. I got that. And we just sat back and enjoy, because we knew that the woman that we were about to wed is revealing her love that she has toward us. Now let me ask this question. Brothers, I'm going to ask you the same question. If you were engaged, Sister Barker, you looking at me? If you were engaged and every time he called you, you were out somewhere with your girlfriends, wouldn't even answer the phone. Every time he got ready to take you somewhere, you said, well, I'm too busy, I'm going. Yeah. Honey, we're going to go out the door. Oh, no, I got something else to do. To me, she's not revealing her love. And that